Next month, hundreds of voices will sing together during Gospel Fest 2012. There will be musicians and choirs from more than a dozen churches from Fort Smith, Van Buren, Alma, and Greenwood. Those participating include the members of the Praise Generation Choir from St. James Missionary Baptist Church in Fort Smith, under the direction of Anita Brown Smith. Anita Brown Smith is also a featured soloist in the concert. She says she's been singing or playing in church for almost as long as she can remember.
Actually, it was my mom that grabbed me when I was young and just made me play for my dad's church. And it had to be purposed by God, because I've been doing that ever since, and it's been very fulfilling for my life.
She says she began tinkering around the piano at age 6. Formal piano lessons soon followed. A native of Fort Smith, she was playing in her father's church by the time she was 12 or 13. Those first few years of playing music in church made an impression on her. She spent years as a minister of music and says she still finds great comfort in leading music in church. In fact, more so now than when she was a teenager.
From the beginning, not so much so as now. Knowing now what I do about life and, you know, how we really need God and we really need that worship experience to cope with the things that we deal with in life, it's become very fulfilling. Back then, it was just a job. You know, but it's become very fulfilling.
She played at her father's church through high school, leaving when she was 18 to attend Philander Smith College in Little Rock. She says she had no intention of playing music in church there, but she did, even though this time her mother wasn't there to make her play.
Well, ultimately, I know it was the purpose of God. Something that had been drilled in me, I guess, at an early age, and it was just an innate part of me at that point. So I actually went to school, ironically got a scholarship for music. Somebody kind of heard through the grapevine that I could sing and play, and I actually ended up getting a full ride. So I was doing it every day, so it was more inbred in me. So
Anita Brown Smith helps with the youth choir at her church now and has a citywide youth choir that will participate in the Gospel Fest event on February 24th. She says engineering a choir, many voices into sounding as one, is a process.
If you think about making a cake, you got some good, you got some not so good, but once it's all blended together, it can be a very tasteful thing. You just got to take it one step at a time. That's the only thing I know to say, you know.
Gospel Fest will include music that has been traditionally heard in what might be described as historically black churches, as well as country gospel and other varieties. For Anita Brown Smith, it doesn't matter if the music leads people to the same place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that as a matter of fact, I know that the one thing that makes a difference is the anointing. We want to make sure that the Spirit of God is, whether it's a hymn, whether it's an anthem, whether it's just a good old traditional gospel, soul stirring type song. We just want to make sure that God's Spirit is represented more so than the type or the genre of the song.
The Gospel Fest is scheduled for Friday, February 24th at 7 p.m. at Harvest Time in Fort Smith. Proceeds benefit the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. There will be a pre-show concert as well that begins at 6:30.